You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
This opportunity. We're always grateful to be able to use by God through our pastor. We thank God for this opportunity. To all of our preach brethren, to all of the deacons and officers, and to all of the members and visitors, we greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as always, we know that it is a blessing to be in the house of prayer. Just one more time. I want to call your attention very briefly to a passage of scripture found in the book of Exodus, chapter 18. And for your hearing, I'm just going to share with you one verse. Verse number 8. Verse number 8. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. Our message this morning is simply, try God. He will deliver. Try God. He will deliver. I don't mind telling you and sharing with you this morning that I didn't always try God when I was in the world. Thank God that I've moved on from that point. But I thank God that he kept me. That he brought me through, that he watched over me, even when I was not looking out for myself. It was the Lord that kept me. It was the Lord that brought me to the point where I am right now. And I can't thank him enough for all that he's done for me. I'd recommend him to anybody. Try God. He will deliver. And that's good for me that I've learned to trust in God. But I look around and I see people who don't have the same kind of coping skills today. People are hurting and they're in distress and they got all kind of issues, and when they try and solve them, it's almost like they're listening to Prince's 1999, Let's Go Crazy. I mean, you know, they pick up a gun and they go into the workplace and they want to shoot everybody. I mean, if you got those kind of problems, try God. He will deliver. Doctors peddling pain medicine. And people are eating it up, dying every day. because they don't have the proper skills, the proper coping skills, the proper knowledge to know that all you need to do is try God. He will deliver. I don't know if you know, I don't know if I have any witnesses here, but some of you know. Some of you have been in the same situation as we look at our text, as we begin to bring in our text, that Israel found themselves in. Trapped in bondage for 400 years. Wow, 400 years is a long time to be enslaved to anything. But when I look back on my life, I know that there were some things in my life that I was enslaved to, and it seemed like they would never go away. But I can testify this morning that I tried God. And I know for myself that he will, yeah, he will deliver. He'll bring you out. He'll take care of you. He'll look out for you. If you're just trying for yourself, try God. Now, this text, and I'm only sharing this one verse because this is Moses' personal testimony. Moses is fresh off his encounter with the Lord. His dealings with the Lord and the children of Israel. God has delivered them from bondage. He has delivered them from slavery. And Moses has an opportunity to testify and to give a testimony to his father-in-law. Now, I don't know that he did this specifically, but his father-in-law is a good person to witness to. He's a Moabite. He doesn't worship God. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in our God. And so, and on top of that, he's a relative. My brothers and sisters, it's not always hard, easy. To witness to relative. We're just coming off the 4th of July, and I know some of you could probably testify right now this morning that it's not always easy to talk about God to family, to co-workers sometimes, to neighbors sometimes, because they have no interest, they have no desire, no longing to serve God. They're too busy out doing their own thing, trying everything but God. And the bad thing is the government is helping. In just a little while, they're getting ready to legalize marijuana in Michigan. Boy, I don't know what that's going to be like. Because I tried it when I was, that was one of the things I tried when I was out there in the world. And I was paranoid, acting crazy. You know how it is. I didn't have glaucoma, but I was still trying to find something that was missing in my life. If the marijuana wasn't available, sometimes I tried alcohol. Did all kind of things, but didn't have enough sense to try God. Moses is testifying, talking to his father-in-law. And there are a couple of things that I want to point out in our text this morning. I'm not going to be very long. And if you don't get anything else out of the message, I just want you to try God. He will deliver. But there are a couple of things that Moses says in our text this morning. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done. You know the story, how God had brought Israel out with his powerful hand. They had been in bondage for 400 years, and I can't even imagine what it must have been like for the Israelites every day to be enslaved to bondage, working for a taskmaster who didn't care anything about them, who worked them until they were almost ready to give up, ready to die. And that's how sin is in our lives. It serves us no useful purpose. And it just uses us until there's almost nothing else to use. But Moses is testifying about all the things that the Lord had done, all the things that God had accomplished in their delivery. When I look back over my life, I can't tell it all about what the Lord has done for me since he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. But Moses, the Bible says Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done. And when I look at that word told, it said that Moses, when he was telling him about it, actually he got kind of happy. He was celebrating as he thought about the goodness of God and all that God had done for him. I'm glad I'm not hanging out in clubs anymore. I'm glad I'm not wondering where I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm glad I don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from. My wife is an excellent cook. She takes good care of me. God bless me, boy, when he sent her my way. But when Moses began to testify, when he began to look back on his life about all the things that God had done, it was enough to make him want to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And the Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord ought to say so. If God has done something for you in your life, you ought to tell somebody. You ought to tell them about how you were down and the Lord lifted you up. How you were sinking deep in the sand, but the Lord delivered you out of the pit. You ought to tell them to try God. He will deliver. Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done. And the first thing I want to point out in the text are all the things that he had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians. If you know anything about your Bible, you know Pharaoh, in the fifth chapter of the book of Exodus, was kind of arrogant. Wanted to know, who is the Lord that I should obey? And Pharaoh really means the king. And he represents a powerful enemy. I don't know if you realize it or not, but we got some powerful enemies in our lives. But you also ought to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan is our enemy. And Satan wants to destroy you. Satan wants to keep you down and not up. Satan wants to keep you in bondage to whatever it is, whatever sin it is that you're caught up on. And I tell you, he's a powerful enemy. See, if women are your weakness, he'll send a good-looking woman your way. If alcohol is your weakness, he'll lower the price on your favorite drink. He's powerful. And he'll do everything that he can to keep you enslaved. When Moses first sought to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, Pharaoh kept trying to get them to leave something back in Egypt so that their longing would always be in Egypt. Satan does the same thing with us. He's always trying to keep us to leave one foot in the world so that our longing, our desire, will always be back in the world and not towards God. But I just come to tell you this morning, try God. He will deliver. We got powerful enemies, but my God is bigger than anything in your life, any situation that you might have to face in your life. We serve an awesome God, and he will deliver. He did all of this, the Bible says, for Israel's sake, because they belong to God. That's a distinction that you ought to note this morning, whether or not you really belong to him. You see, if you belong to him, there are some things that God will do for you that he won't do for others. If you get in trouble, I tell you that God will be right there, for he's promised never to leave you nor forsake you. He'll keep you in the palm of his hand. Try God. He will deliver. And then Moses shares with his father-in-law, not only did God deliver them from Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, but it says, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way. Travail. Hardships. Problems. Situations. Circumstances. Things that come into your life from nowhere. And you need to realize that these were God's children. They were on their way from the wilderness to the promised land, on their way from Egypt to the promised land. And God lets us know that, by the way, there's still some problems that are going to come into your life. There's still some things that are going to come into your life. Trouble. A man born of a woman is but a few days old and full of trouble. You don't have to be old to have trouble. You can be young and still have trouble. You don't have to be old to have affliction in your life, for you can still have trouble. You can have people all around you and still be miserable. You can know a lot of people, share a lot of things with a lot of people, and still have difficulties and hardships as you make your way to glory. But I come to encourage you this morning, try God. He will deliver. You're not by yourself. And we got a God who can do all things.
Yes, sir.
But you got to trust him. You got to put your trust in him. When I think about all that God had done for Israel, how he brought them out with his powerful hand, I think about Jesus. And I think about all that the Lord has done in my life. I think about how when I was still in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters, he lifted me. Now safe am I. The scripture said, and the Lord delivered them. He set them free. He redeemed them from their bondage. He rescued them from the trials and tribulations that they were going through every day. He saved them, and he'll save you if you try. I come to encourage those who don't know him to try God. He will deliver. How do I know he will deliver? Because I read the story. I know how he traveled down through 42 generations. Just to demonstrate to us how much he loved us and how much he cared. I know that the Bible says that he went around doing good. And they treated him like everything but a child of God. One Thursday night, he was betrayed of men. He was arrested, led from judgment hall to judgment hall. They called him everything but a child of God. Isaiah says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, but by his stripes we're healed. Try God. He will deliver. They took him out to Golgotha's hill. They nailed him to an old rugged cross. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. And I tell you, he died one Friday for your sins and mine. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed dead all night Friday night. Some might have thought that he wouldn't come through. Some might have thought that he would have stayed down in that grave. Stayed down in that grave all night Friday night. Stayed down in that grave all night Saturday night. But the Bible says that early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Yes. That's why I know I can try God. Yes. He will deliver. Yes, sir. He delivered the children of Israel. Yes. He delivered me. And he did not let Jesus stay in the grave too long. Yes. Try God. He will. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.